following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello,
Carol the Cat,
hello,
the Giddy Geeker,
what,
and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume the time is a strict
in the middle, Tiffany, you can go start talking up.
Such enthusiasm.
And now, damn right they shot first.
You know it.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Whoa, that's episode 96.
96.
We're getting close to a certain other number, but more about that
97?
Later.
97?
Wait a minute, that's halfway to 192, isn't it? Wait a second. Okay, we got Bethany, Sherman, and
see,
Carl.
That's why I'm in marketing. I'm not in science. Thank you very much.
Okay. So we have Bethany, Sherman, and Carl. We'll tell you who they are and what the heck they're doing here in a minute. But first, we're going to go right into the rapid-fire response round.
Woo.
About to ask you a series of questions that you need to answer with a single word or a short phrase. If you don't answer in a certain amount of time, we will answer for you.
Stripper pole! Stripper pole!
All right, so here we go. Sherman, who is the best sci-fi captain?
Sisko.
All right. Bethany, what job would you never want to have?
Ooh, any job other than the one I have now, which is teaching. That's the only job I like.
Okay. And Carl, what's your favorite board game?
Oh. Traveler Pursuit.
Okay. Sherman, what TV show would you recommend that everyone watch?
What TV show?
Stripper
balls. No.
Stripper balls.
Bethany, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles. Which again?
Yeah, they're redoing that, by the way. Monty Python, no. Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Trick answer. Saturday Night Live episodes that have Monty Python members.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good answer. Okay, Sherman, send me back in time. What year would you like to go back to?
1983.
All right. Bethany, what would you rather be transported to? The world of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead?
Oh, God.
Walking Dead, slightly less sexist, and I could probably have some sort of weapon to kill things.
Carl, what cosplay would you like to try?
Stripper pole.
Sherman,
I have no idea.
Sherman, what movie are you excited to see?
Pacific Rim 2.
Oh, God. Bethany, what's your favorite cuss word? We swear on here.
So. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have a favorite, though. I've been...
You better say one.
Stripper pole.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
If I were British, I would love to say cunt every single day.
I know, but it goes to the other... Yeah, anyway.
I know. But if I were British...
I nearly got fired for cursing in Narn one time.
We picked up a new one. We said boobroll because we threw rolls at each other's boobs. And
Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
Finish this sentence. Please don't cancel...
Firefly again.
Okay. We're going to restart it.
Just talking. Yeah.
Okay,
they're
what is your guilty pleasure?
What not to wear.
Bethany, who is your man crush?
My man crush? Oh, there's too many.
Sherman.
I do like Wash from Firefly.
There you go.
Not me?
Carl, what bad guy would you like to be?
What?
What bad guy
would you like to be?
Oh, Lord. There's so many good answers to that. Just because I'd have to stay in good shape, the Riddler.
Okay. What is your primary fandom? What do you geek out about?
Star Wars.
Okay, if we all had to wear a warning label, Bethany, what would yours say?
Be careful, weirdness ensues.
Carl, if you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Star Trek, the original series, anybody but a redshirt.
Carl, if you were trapped in a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be your number one book?
I could probably read To Kill a Mockingbird again and again and again.
Bethany.
Give me a blank book and I'll write my own.
Okay.
Sherman.
Good answer.
Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Okay. What musical album would you have, Sherman?
Diesel and Dust by Minute Oil.
Carl. Oh.
Okay, this is truly geeky. Styx, Paradise Theater.
Ah, and Bethany.
Very good. I've been listening to a lot of Sun by Thomas Bridgerson.
Okay. And Bethany, what about your favorite movie that you could watch over and over again?
If it's part of a trilogy, does it still?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So any of the Star Wars, but probably Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Sherman?
Hellboy.
Carl?
Repeat the question.
What movie?
Oh.
Would you have on your shoulder charger?
God.
To watch over and over again.
There's so many good ones.
Over and over and over.
I would have to say Star Wars Episode 4.
Okay. Right. And what game that you can play on an electric tablet or iPad?
I stopped playing games on my phone. Because I'm in the bathroom for so long if I do that. Probably...
Good to know.
Stripper pole. Okay, Bethany.
Mahjong.
And Sherman.
Bejeweled.
All right.
Sorry.
Guys have survived the rapid fire response round. We have two sets of guests today because it's two guests in one. All right. So we have
double feature.
To our left, we have Sherman Burris.
Hello.
And Bethany Nichols. And Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Sorry.
I that's our cousin.
Yes. And you're here to talk to us about some of the Geek Meet stuff that we do, specifically something that's going to be happening by the time you hear this tonight. and that would be trivia. So tell us a little bit about trivia, where it is, what it's like.
Oh, it's every Thursday at 7:45 at Fabo. I think it's called Art and Cafe Bar or something.
Yes.
There's art, there's a cafe, there's a bar.
Where is it?
That's why that's there. Yeah. Okay.
And well, that's in South Charlotte.
It's in the Quail Corner Shopping Center.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And they have amazing coffee, and they sell wine, and they have cheese boards, which is like my favorite.
So if somebody wanted to come to the trivia night, how does it work? I go on Meetup, I see the Charlotte Geeks are going there, I sign up.
You show up, you look for Sherman, because he's pretty noticeable. And you say, hey,
if you can't see him, you can hear him.
Pay no attention to the guy on the chair.
Yeah, and we get into teams of 3, 2, or 1 if you want to go solo. Sherman's pretty good at it, so he sometimes goes solo.
I've only done that once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't win the time, I went by myself.
Oh.
But it's usually a good crowd. It looks like you get 8 or 12 people each time at least.
Well, we've been getting like 20 or so, which
But
is...
only 8 of them sign up on Meetup, is that
Yeah.
Yeah. Meetup math. Double it or half it.
We've run out of chairs a few times.
Yeah, like, Fabo is not that large, and so if a lot of people come in there, they may have to stand up to play the game.
Or sit in a lap.
Nobody's ever, well, not that I know. Nobody's ever done that.
And what type of trivia is it? I'm assuming it's all geeky?
It's not, but since a lot of geeks show up and we get to actually suggest the categories, a lot of geekiness goes into the jar, and we get to draw from that. So.
Yes, the team that wins gets to pick the categories for the week after, so there have been a lot of geeky subjects of late.
And how long does it usually take, and what kind of, is it like three... I went to one where it was like 3 questions a round, and it was like...
Oh, no. It's 12 questions per round, and sometimes they're bonus questions, or for questions for with bonus points and stuff like that, so...
But it's 3 rounds.
3 rounds, yeah. And all the categories are given in advance.
Okay. Hmm. And we've been posting those on the website, so you can go to charlottegeeks.com and actually find out what they are if you don't see it on the Meetup, so...
Yes.
Oh, cool. So, and we've been dominating, right?
Yes.
Charlotte Geeks have been pretty much winning every week.
Well, they have, yes. When did you start? That was like last October?
It was a Geek Gala work day
that
That's
you came
right.
over
That's right.
and said, I'm going to trivia. Let's put it up there. And we did. Mm-hmm. So,
And we've been meeting every week since. I've been meeting every week until like last spring. I got a little busy, but Sherman's been awesome. And
so does Fabo host the trivia?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So it's Fabo's thing, but I think probably more than 50% of the crowd is Charlotte Geeks at this point.
Yes, it has been of late, yes.
So great, I'm going to give you some Geek Gala postcards that you can take over there so yes. they can all come. So, okay, and then before we get to you, Carl,
that's okay.
I know you're kind of eager, but we've got some chips there.
Go ahead. No.
So tell us a little bit, too, about Park Road Books has a Charlotte Geeks book club.
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to ask you questions. You actually have to talk now.
Okay, well, it's once a month, and it's hosted by Nathan Schulte. He's not here tonight. I don't know what... He doesn't live that far away from here, but anyway. Yes. And it's a different book
Slacker.
Every month.
I should say something.
About from 200 to 400 pages per month, and we get there, and we discuss things for about an hour, and then we go down to Sir Edmund's afterwards to talk about the book
and
what else is happening.
I didn't know about the Sir Edmund's part.
Yeah, I don't drink, so I just usually get soda water.
Well, there you go. But I know that we posted, the book for the month on the website, so you can
yes.
definitely go check that out. But and how many people usually show up for that?
It's usually about 20 or so. Yeah, it's been down below a dozen before, but usually it's about 20 or so. There are some regulars that show up most months.
So these are two events that happen. That's it's not too intimidating if you've never been to a geek meet before. It's not, you know, going to Con Carolinas and having 1,500 people.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a group that is open to socializing and having new folks in, so... Anything else you want to tell us about those two events that, as ambassadors of the Charlotte Geeks, that you can help us out with?
There's usually alcohol involved with them because they serve wine and beer at Fabo, and when we go down to Sir Edmund's, that's an old English style bar, so they serve ale and wine and.
And what
beer,
Sherman's
like
not telling you is because he doesn't drink, he's the designated driver for everything.
I wouldn't go that
far. But he will help you dial Uber if you need to. Would that be accurate? And you just came back, right, Bethany? You were traveling, right?
Yeah, I came back from China.
So tell us what you do when you're not geeking out at Trivia.
Mostly traveling. If I'm not there, it means I'm elsewhere. But yeah, I like to...
And what kind of teaching are you doing?
English as a second language. So my students tell me, oh, you should go to our country and this country and that country. I say, okay. I close my eyes and choose one, you know. Pretty much, because there's too many.
And Sherman, what do you do when you're not geeking out?
I do stuff. Stuff with things in those places, you know. The ones with the people. That's what it says in my business card.
Yes, you are. And you can follow Sherman at NerdBurger358. And that's exactly what it says. I do stuff with things in those places, you know, the ones with the people. So
are there 357 nerd burgers already taken? Like,
well, it's a combination of Nerdburg, which was a name that I used on Topless Robot, and 358, which is part of my.
He said Topless Robot.
You dated a topless robot?
No.
There was inquiring minds want to know.
Let me explain. Topless robot.
It's better being a mystery rather than an enigma. There's something about a topless robot.
One of the writers of an old magazine that's now defunct called Toy Fair was named Rob Bricken.
Oh.
And he had a website called Topless Robot where he would get there. He's now one of the editors at IO9. But before that, he had his own site called Topless Robot, and there were a lot of people on there, and I would go on there and comment on most of the articles and stuff like that, and there was a community. There are actually like three or four Facebook groups that spawned when he left from there, but I'm a part of a few of them. But 358 is also part of my Yahoo email address, so I just tacked on the end of it, so... Because when I tried to use Nerdburger on IO9, they said it was already taken. So I just put a 358 at the end of it and went from there. Because
if you're going to choose a number, you might as well choose 358.
Well, no. Well, that's also because that's my birth order in my family. Number 8, I'm the number 8 in my family. So
I was going to say,
you're number 358.
No.
My funny
parents
were
look Fecund, but not that Fecund.
Carl, now now that we've gotten off of that tangent, why don't we talk a little bit about your tangent?
Okay.
Segue.
I am good at them sometimes. All right, so tell us about Tangents Magazine.
Tangents Magazine is a resurgence, a rebirth of a magazine from the 90s. Born in the basement of Cone Center at UNC Charlotte, we got pissed off at the school paper and said, we can do fucking better than this. And Cindy Seitz and I and Dan Dunn, who now works at a major cable channel around here, started putting up flyers around town and saying we're looking for writers and artists and just do something different. And there was we met on the front porch of a coffee bar down on 7th Street, and all these people came out of the woodwork. And that included Daniel Costin, which I think you guys may know, a fella who goes by the pseudonym Lewd, because L-E-W-D. Now, it used to be spelled L-U-D in college. Now he decided to go to a completely different level because he works for a major publishing firm, and he can't be associated with us because we tend to do things that piss people off. And Cindy Seitz, who was my partner. But we also had some other people like Aaron Hubbs, who you may not have heard of, but is a great fashion photographer. Oh. We had a fellow named E, which is short for Ernest, who did our fashion writing. Jessica Deltak, who did some great writing about local drama. We had dozens and dozens of people who wrote over 2.5 years. And we had a circulation of between 5,000 to 10,000. We had fiction, poetry, art, wrote about local arts and local bands. We always had a local band interview in every single issue. But then again, Daniel, which one of you guys know Daniel? I thought some of you guys knew Daniel.
We know Greg.
We don't use that name. We don't use that name. That's lewd.
Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, you didn't use the last name, so that's good.
Well, I didn't post. Nobody.
Yes, exactly. Daniel.
We don't edit anything.
That's right. As long as you didn't use the last name, everything's
good. We'll do it live.
Daniel was the photo editor for the History of the Double Door book that came out, and he wrote the history of rock and roll in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
And so if you've seen those shows recently where the Carolina reunion shows, he's the one who did that.
Oh. Right.
And he's like a little Steinbeck on crack, man. That guy just keeps writing and keeps writing. Mm. And back in September, it was once discussed that as much as we argued at meetings back in the 90s, we were like a band because we were constantly arguing. And I asked Chainsaw, who was one of our writers, said, Chainsaw, I got the feeling that as much as we argue, we're just like a band. And Mr. Chainsaw said, Mr. Fulmer, we are. We just haven't broken up yet. And in 1997, we broke up. Daniel got a bug up his ass that he wanted to do a farewell issue that we never had. And once we did that, in September, all these people came out of the woodwork. You know, like Penny Craver, who owns Dish down in Plaza Midway. Yeah. And the owner of Boris and Natasha, he used to be in the band Fetch and Bones and Sugar Smack, said, where the hell are you guys back? And we said, we kind of rubbed our chins collectively, rubbed our beards. Cindy wouldn't like that. She didn't have a beard. And said, you know, let's do this again. We can do this because we're more adult now and we're well medicated. We can do this. And we did it. And the local business community has absolutely supported us. Repo Records bought an ad. Dish bought an ad. Writers have been coming out of the woodwork. People have been giving us art and photography to put in it. And we already have plans set out mostly through the middle of next year what we're going to do. We're going to come out every other month next year. And we're going to have a website with lots of material. So if anybody wants to write, we'll publish. We will publish photography and art. We'll do reviews of music. And we will, although the paper publication is going to be just local, with the occasional national interview that we can land.
Okay.
Because Daniel, back in the day, you're going to love this, the author of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy before he passed away. He found this guy that not only wrote for the Marx Brothers, but was also the producer for the Addams Family TV show. And we did a two-parter on that. He found the last living teammate of Ty Cobb. Daniel tracks these people down.
Wow.
It's unbelievable how he finds these people. And we plan on doing that again.
Awesome.
What sort of writing do y'all normally look for?
We're tangents. The whole idea of naming it tangents is we can change it from issue to issue, mm-hmm. and everybody can go to hell. We don't care. As long as it's interesting, that's all we care about.
And your latest edition just came out, and there's yes. an amazing centerfold.
Yep. The the previous one was a coloring page, a psychedelic skyline of the city uh-huh. of Charlotte. This one is a great comic making fun of Pat McCrory. It's called It's Pat, and they equate him. Yes, they equate him to Pat from.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Oh,
and we might have had the writer right here at the table.
Are you the writer?
I'm the writer, though. Yeah.
Let me shake your hand. Thank you very much.
You didn't know that? Thanks for publishing that.
No, nobody told me. We only communicate that we meet like 4 times a month. Okay. And we mostly the reason we haven't killed each other is we communicate through Facebook Messenger, and that keeps us from having strangling each other at dinner at the Landmark or Loopy's. And not really. We were getting along really good right now, really well right now. Okay, next issue, and I don't want to take up too much time. We are going to reboot something we did back in the 90s that in the time was called Mecklenburg Secedes. And that goes under the presumption that Mecklenburg will secede from the state of North Carolina to become the 51st state of the nation. And we did it 20 years ago. We're going to reboot it completely again. It's going to start with like a midnight on a certain day, 20 minutes in the future. That's just not familiar, Max Hedder. And it turns out that the Outer Belt Loop is actually built out of plastique. And at midnight, they're going to make sure all the cars are off, and they're going to blow it up and fill it with water, making it the world's largest moat. And one of the great fundraisers for the new state or city of Charlotte is it's free to come in, but there's a toll to leave. And we're just going to skewer the city, skewer the state. We're going to find a local musician to write a state anthem.
Oh my God.
The goal is to go to a local bar and just get shit faced and write a new state constitution and do it every year in May during MECDIC week. Because the MECDIC isn't real, and that's a whole other conversation. And so we plan on making fun of the state, making fun of South Carolina, because we're going to say that South Carolina, we signed a treaty with South Carolina just to piss off the state of North Carolina and things like that. So it's going to be a major satire, something we did years ago. The plan is to do it every year.
That's awesome. And so if people are interested in finding out where you guys are published, where you're distributed for free.
Yes. You can go, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Tangents Facebook page with a full list of distribution points there.
There's several Tangents, so make sure you go to Tangents Magazine.
You're right, Tangents Magazine on Facebook. The website is now up, and that's tangentsmag.com, TangentsMag.com. We'll be putting that distribution list up soon.
He spells. I don't have to spell for him. I like you.
Well, thank you. Like, as Cousin Elvis once said, thank you very much. And we are, we're all over NODA, Plaza Midwood. We are down South Boulevard. I just dumped off 40 issues at Manifest. They're all over Loopy's. Let's see. We have a few in Matthews. I'm going to drop some off tomorrow at Rebel Base.
Yes.
Oh. There's already some at Heroes. I think Greg Lude hit Pennyworth. Let's see.
How about Last Word?
Yes.
I dropped 30. I dropped 20 off there today. They're one of our supporters. They're really good guys. But yeah, they should be all over the place. But the entire issue will be up online within the next couple of weeks. We typically wait a couple of weeks to put it up because we have to catch our breath after finishing. Issue and then we put it up online.
That's awesome. Ooh. And we'll have at least one copy at the Charlotte Comic Con this weekend, so you can come by and read it while standing in front of the venerable Starnes Lord.
Well, hell, now that I know about Fabo, I'm going to set them up as a distribution point and try to sell them an ad. That'd I'm not cool. a shrug. Yeah. Yeah.
What about Mugs Coffee?
Okay, I've dropped some off. I just discovered Mugs, and I'm going to be dropping some off there tomorrow.
But
I haven't actually talked to the owner. I like to talk to the owner of little places like that.
His name is Oliver. We love Oliver. He lets us do our board game night every month there. We just had it last weekend. We had a great time. Been a couple months since we've done it because wedding. But now that we're back, We are doing another one. It's the last Friday of August as well, so make sure you come in. I think it's the 26th.
You'll find a pretty good stack at Caribou Coffee at Parkwood Shopping Center, a small stack at the bookstore.
Which is actually where we started.
There you go.
Back of a Caribou Coffee.
And I just dropped off a short stack at Haley's as well. Certainly Minton Haley's.
Cool. We love Certainly Haley's. Holy cow. Any questions we didn't ask, Tiff? We good?
I'm good.
Yeah. You have to speak. They can't see you.
Thumbs
We're
up.
Good!
Yeah!
There we go.
Okay, so.
Should there be smoke coming out of the microphone?
On that note, are we pushing the button on episode 90?
Push that. 96.
96. Okay, sorry.
I had to
I
pull it out like
I
that.
96. I scribbled over my notes. Okay, I'm pushing the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
That was the right button, too.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery. And on Twitter at CLTGOG.
Bethany, too.
Here's a huge light Guardians of the Geekery. The name of the site by Jens Hillstoffer. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
So happy.